Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Otis Lee is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. Otis has a new single out called Role Play. You guys are about to hear it here in a moment. We're also going to talk to him about some of his musical influences, as well as how you all can stay connected with him. Here is Otis Lee with Role Play. Stay with us. We'll be back with Conversations Live after this. That was Otis Lee with Role Play here on Conversations Live. As I said, Otis is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share with the world. Otis, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you could join us today. Hello, Otis, can you hear us? Okay, we're going to try to get our connection with Otis fixed there. You guys hold on where you are. For our radio audience, you guys stay where you are. We're going to take a quick commercial break. For those joining us online, you guys will be joining us for the commercial break as well. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live.
Diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Are you a business owner? Are you looking to reach your target market? Well, radio is a great platform to use to reach the people that actually want what you have. The problem is, most radio ads do not make people say, hey, I want one. There are three things that your ad needs to do. It needs to address the major problem that your target market has. It needs to show them that you have a solution to that problem, and it needs to touch them on an emotional level. Sadly, most commercials simply don't say what you truly need them to say to make people buy what you have. Uvant Media Group is now working with Conversations Live to help you reach your target market and solve their problems with your product or service like only you can. We will create not one, but three commercials for you so you can test and see which will actually give you the most pull. Want one? Find out more at www.radiocommercialsthatwork.com. RadioCommercialsThatWork.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live. As I said today, recording artist Otis Lee is making his first appearance on our program today. Otis, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing really good. Glad you could join us, Otis. We just heard your single Role Play here on our program. I mean, what has it been like for you already, Otis, to be able to see the response to the single?
Well, you know, it's been good, man. It's been a long time coming, hard work, a lot of hard work, but it's been a great feeling, to be honest with you.
So take us back a little bit, Otis. I mean, when did you first realize that music is something that you wanted to do?
Man, early. I grew up in a church in Louisiana, so it's kind of one of those things that's been embedded in me since I was a child. And I realized when I really wanted to pursue it, a career is somewhere in between, you know, junior high and high school.
Right. And so now here you are being able to share your music with the world and being able to use the internet like all of us are these days. I mean, when you hear from people, Otis, who have never met you before but are really drawn to the music, how does it make you feel?
It's a great feeling, man. It lets you know that, you know, you're doing something right in the midst of the music that, you know, it's a lot of good music out there, but, you know, when people appreciate your music, man, it means the world. It's kind of hard. It's very intimate for me. You know, it's hard. So,
right.
It's a great thing, especially people that don't know me.
Exactly. And I think that is the thing. You know, it is not an easy business, Otis, for sure. I mean, how have you been able to find your place and to find your voice? Because I think for a lot of times, you know, there's that whole thing about people trying to fit in. I mean, how have you been able to not only define who you are, but also stay true to yourself as you're producing music?
Well, I think this, Cyrus, I think, man, a lot of people try to copy what's out there, you know, or what's been out. You know, they make a special effort to go out the way to look like or sound like the Marvin Gaye's or the Donny Hathaway's or even, you know, some of the younger cats, the Ushers and people like that, that I really, you know, appreciate their music.
Right.
But for me, I just give them me. I can't give you no more than what I experience or what I feel or do or, you know, the relationships that I've come across, the different intimacy, the different things that I've experienced. That's all I can share with the world. I can't give them more than that, and I refuse to be one of those people that tell a story that I have experienced or you know, felt myself. So,
right, exactly.
I think that's what separates. Just being me. Just give them me, and that's all I can do. And hope and pray to people like you enjoy my music and want to play my music and let the world hear it. So that's a blessing to me.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, even as people are listening to the single Role Play, I mean, it's definitely obvious that love is one of the things that you like to write about. Do you find that life is what inspires you, Otis, as an artist? Is that what kind of keeps you motivated?
Oh, most definitely, man. You know, because life is kind of profound. You know, you got a multitude of different experiences, not experiences, just different feelings and emotions that you go through in a, you know, period of from birth until wherever you are in your present life. And it's good to be able to share the world because a lot of it's universal, but, you know, every now and then you'll have an experience that someone else, because you're you, you know, you'll have an experience that someone else has an experience and it's special for you. And it's good to kind of share those, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. I think that is the amazing thing. And then, too, you know, I mentioned earlier about the Internet. I mean, one of the ways that people can hear the single, in fact, the way I heard about it, Keith Miles had posted the link that you have online for people to be able to hear. You know, there are automatically, of course, going to be people who are drawn to it, Otis, I think, because they're looking for something. You know, you bring up a really good point about, you know, being true to yourself and how important that is and how that is what's going to shine through. Do you find that also being, you know, what you've been able to share with other people, regardless of what their profession? And the importance of just being who they're meant to be.
Oh, yes, most definitely, man, because at the end of the day, we're all people. You know, we got our own life situations. And to reach, you know, just I think a lot of people can relate to, you know, everyday people can relate to any kind of struggle, any kind of, you know, just say, for example, if you're having a breakup with your mate or whatever, you know, I think the average guy can really, you know, can relate to that, man. And, you know, like I said, everybody has different experiences, and
right.
But at the end of the day, most of them, I would say a good 60-70% of them are universal, you know.
Right, exactly. I think that is the truth. Again, everyone, Otis Lee is our guest today. The single that we heard there today is called Role Play. Otis, you know, it has to be exciting for you to kind of begin the year with a new single. I mean, when will it be available for our listeners to be able to get, and how can they stay connected with you?
Well, Role Play is available for listening right now. There's a few different avenues. I can't remember all of them right now,
okay.
Right off. But
okay.
I do know that by the summer, I will be, you know, by the end of the summer, I'll be launching my project. I'm just hoping, you know, that the world likes it. More than that, and it's a great feeling for me to share, like I said, my experiences, my thoughts, my feelings, my ups and downs, you know, with the world. You know, hopefully someone will be healed, because what we're missing in music today, man, is a lot of people say they're singing soul music, but there's no soul in it. Music is meant to feed your soul. It's supposed
right.
to make you feel a certain way. If you're going through a breakup, it's supposed to make you feel somewhat at ease. If you're going through a high moment in your life, it's supposed to make you feel good about that moment, or whatever the case may be. And now a lot of the music that's being made is not soul music. It doesn't feed you. It doesn't make you feel any kind of way. And, you know, a lot of it has good beats, but you don't feel a certain way after you, you know, listen to it. So I'm thinking, my personal opinion is that that's what music is listening. It's just the feeling that's in the music.
Right. Well, it's great to be able to share that today with our listeners. Again, everyone, Otis Lee has been our guest today. Otis, how can our listeners stay connected with you, man?
Man, you got my number, man. Just keep holler at me. Just whenever, you know.
All right.
I'll keep you up on everything. Just call me. It's fine. I'm actually
okay.
taking a trip to Louisiana today in about a couple hours getting on the plane. So.
Okay. All right. And then you're also, I should say, also on Facebook as well, so people can stay connected with you on there. Just look up Otis Lee there as well. Otis, congratulations to you on The Single Man, and thanks a lot for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for your time, Cyrus, man, and be blessed.
All right, you do the same thing. Again, everyone, Otis Lee has been our guest today. Look out for Role Play. That is the single you guys heard here. And make sure you guys are staying connected with Otis on Facebook as well. And if you guys came in late and you missed part of the segment, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.